Before we get into the rather foul part of this chicken story, we intend to prove that not much is new under the sun. Let's go back to World War II and comedian Fred Allen.
Many people are starting to raise a few chickens along with their victory gardens. The Department of Agriculture has had thousands of requests for information on chicken raising. And so
now, let's fast forward to just this past week, and guess what?
Cities are starting to see a major boom in backyard flocks.
University of Kentucky Extension poultry expert Dr. Jackie Jacob. People are flocking to the hobby of raising a few chickens in the backyard.
So that they can have fresh eggs. A lot of people believe that they are more nutritious. They're not, but a lot of people believe they are.
Well, this is all well and good if it's legal in your town or city, but now comes the downside. We are seeing a pretty widespread series of human salmonella outbreaks traced to backyard poultry flocks. And so far this summer, at least as of last week,
45 different states, 611 people and counting.
And Dr. Jacob says raising a few chickens at home is not automatically a hazard in itself, but
the main problem we're seeing is that a lot of the backyard flocks, which only have two or three birds, a lot of times they become pets. And in reality, they are livestock. And as livestock, they can carry a number of different bacteria that, if not handled properly, can make people sick.
A survey shows over 80% of backyard chicken raisers don't have a clue about that, and they don't know that most birds have salmonella in their systems. It can't be avoided.
The problem is that it's humans getting sick. The chickens are fine.
They're fine. In some homes, they let the chickens inside the house. Now, the kids use them as pets, have very close contact with them. Dr. Jacob says not a good idea.
So if you handle your birds, wash your hands afterwards. Don't let small kids that are still sucking thumbs and rubbing eyes and all that kind of thing handle birds by themselves.
And finally, and she shouldn't even have to say this one, but
don't kiss your chickens.
Not even a little peck. But she says kids and even some adults do this, and that's just asking for a bout of salmonella. But many people who raise backyard chickens just don't know this stuff, including an age-old question. Now we're going to take you back to Fred Allen, who introduced Falstaff the Poet with a very informative chicken poem.
What is your chicken poem called?
That's Why a Hen Lays an Egg. Tonight I will answer this question. For the nonce, I am pundit, not joker. The reason a hen lays an egg is because if she coughed up the egg, it would choke her.
There you go. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.